This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Nearly all of Colorado's U.S. House members voted today for another coronavirus relief funding measure. Only Republican Congressman Ken Buck voted no on the $500 billion package, citing the cost of all of the recent measures. But fellow Republican Scott Tipton says the bill replenishes the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses across Colorado.
To be able to pay their employees so that when we can open the doors again, they're going to be ready and able to go back to work and be able to carry on with their lives.
Congress has passed almost $3 trillion worth of aid in response to the coronavirus. The Southern Ute Tribal Council will continue to its stay-at-home order. Tribal leadership says it's too early to relax any social distancing standards or practices. The Southern Ute Tribe in southwest Colorado reported two cases of COVID-19 on March 29th. No deaths or other cases have been reported since. The Colorado Energy Office wants nearly 1 million new electric cars on the road over the next decade. A detailed plan released today lays out how officials hope to make that happen so that the state can cut emissions significantly. It calls for adding more electric vehicles to the state's own fleet and expanding the network of charging stations to accommodate the growing demand. 66 degrees, partly cloudy. It's also windy in Denver. 61, mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.